All right, ladies, let's be honest. Here's a question for you. When you think of winter in Michigan, do you come up with images of curling up with a book, maybe exploring your Netflix queue with a cup of tea or maybe a glass of wine? In other words, riding out the cold weather before you go outside for summer? Well, my next guest believes that every woman listening to me right now can do so much more during a Michigan winter. She's trying to get women and their families outside, even when it's below zero. Frida Wara is an instructor of the Becoming an Outdoors Woman event. It's happening this weekend in Big Bay in the UP, and she joins us now from Marquette. Hi, Frida.
Hi, Cynthia.
Well, it sounds like, as I read about all the things you do in Becoming an Outdoors Woman and really in your life, you could turn the most determined winter couch potato into somebody who actually looks forward to zipping up a parka and getting outside to play no matter what the weather.
Oh, you betcha.
Well, Frida, what happens during this Becoming an Outdoors Woman weekend? What kinds of skills are the people who are coming going to learn?
It depends. You get to choose three classes in our winter program, three classes, summer program, four classes. So classes will start Saturday morning. Everyone kind of arrives on Friday. We have a special event on Friday night. They can take, the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program, and I believe there's about 36 states that host a BOW. And it's a program that started some years back by a gal over in University of Wisconsin area, and she basically wanted one-third of the class offerings to be hunting, one-third to be fishing, and one-third to be of the silent sports. So you can take, for example, if you want to learn a little bit about ice fishing, that's there. We have wilderness first aid. Indoors, we're going to do wood burning because it's always good to just, have some indoor activities as well, but they're always related to something of the outdoors.
Okay.
We even do GPS and geocaching. I teach cross-country skiing, but because I also love to sleep out, we have a winter shelter class that's taught by Tara Glusky, and the gals Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon that take that class, if they want, they can sleep in their Quinsies that night, and that's really special.
Now, what's a Quinsy?
A Quinsy is basically an igloo. You build it instead of cutting ice, you make it out of snow, and you make big mounds of snow, and we use the word tank in the UP. Mm-hmm. Basically, you take a shovel and you kind of, continue as you mound up the snow, you continue to beat on it so it hardens up real well. And then you get the smallest girl in the group to be the snow worm, and they go in and they start digging from the inside out. And you just keep hauling the snow out, and you've got this great little shelter, and it's very warm. But the best part about it, Cynthia, mm-hmm. it's so quiet. We kind of say, why would you settle for five-star lodging when you could have a whole sky full of them, and it'll be your quietest night of sleep ever?
Frida Wara, why is it so important to focus on women? What's behind that?
Well, sister, the secret is, if you don't get mom outside, chances are the kids are not going to get outside. And I don't want to make that a blanket statement, Cynthia, mm-hmm. but truly, many times dads just don't come with that same kind of patience. They don't put cookies in their pocket. And to get the kids outside, particularly cross-country skiing, you need to have candy. And you need to be really soft to the kids when they say they're tired or it's rugged work. Downhill skiing, heck yeah, kids will get on a chairlift anytime. But cross-country skiing, you might have to just make it a little bit of a shorter jaunt. And if dad's out there to get a workout, it's not going to be the same. But mom is out there to help these children explore. And if you open that book for children with patience and with, what moms do all the time, it will just serve them for the rest of their life.
It does seem, Frida, that fewer people get outside. There's the lure of laptops and iPads and big screen TVs and, of course, this time of the year, warm houses. Describe for us what you get personally from your outdoor winter activities. What are we losing by not getting outside? And it sounds like just getting outside and playing.
I think sometimes you just need to take those eyeballs out and let the wind blow through and kind of clear the cobwebs. And there's also the whole idea, especially for women. And, I'm going to talk. I'm in my late 50s, but I really think from the time I was 40 plus, I was looking for something that was going to stretch me. I needed to do something different. I needed to step out of my own little box and do something that maybe it scared me a little bit or it was a little bit foreign.
Mm.
I was just at Boyne Mountain in January, and I ziplined, and it's not like me to go upside down, you know, 50 feet up in the air across a little gully. But, you know, doing that and the invigoration that you feel. And the other thing is so much of our life is wrapped up in spending. Well, what you need to do is you need to spend energy and time.
Well, the event is this weekend, the Winter Becoming an Outdoor Woman event. There is also going to be a summer one, and we have put up a link to the state DNR page with all the information on the Becoming an Outdoor Woman events that happen, thanks to the Department of Natural Resources. And we've been talking with one of the energetic instructors, Frida Wara. You're a blast. You are like a bracing run in the snow.
Well, and Cynthia, please, if you get a chance to get up above the bridge, you get to Marquette, and we will always play. And in the summer BOW, I teach kayaking, but there's all kinds of great classes there, too. You can look at the whole schedule. And, you know, it's just a great time. It's kind of like girls going to camp again. You can leave your curling iron at home. You don't need to worry about the makeup. Just pack light. In the summer, we do probably need you to bring sunscreen and bug dope. But other than that, it's a piece of cake.
It sounds fun. Frida, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.